right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Deontay.
Hi, Shannon.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
You look so pretty. Aww. I'm so happy to see you. I don't ever see you unless it's like a big event or something.
I feel like I never see anybody anymore. Social media has saved me because I go days without speaking to other adults besides my husband. I'm a partially work-at-home mom. I'm partially stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm.
So any work I do is at my house.
Yeah.
So I don't really see other people or talk to other people. Anybody I'm doing work for, we email or we text. So I literally can go days without having a significant conversation with another adult.
Well, let's have one.
Please.
Let's do it. Some days I only talk to my cat, and I'm okay with it. He doesn't talk back.
That could be an issue.
I mean, in my head, he does talk back, and he talks in a French accent, and he has a lisp. But we don't have to get into that right now. So if you keep up with me on social media.
I do.
Yeah. You probably know that I was in a relationship for a long time.
You were a long time.
I know, like 2.5 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time in lesbian years.
I know. And I thought everything was going really well.
Well, I hit it very well, didn't I?
Yeah.
I tried to. So that came to an end a few months ago.
Okay.
It made no sense to me at the time.
There was no big blow up. This is the last straw.
I don't think so. Have you ever been cheated on?
Yes.
Would you say that they cheated up or down?
Down.
Do you think it would have been better had they cheated up?
Maybe, because then it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I kind of suffer from high self-esteem, so.
Oh, really?
I mean, you'd have,
really?
You'd have to be a celebrity.
To out-cheat you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think that what had happened is that my ex-significant other decided that this lifestyle was no longer for her and started dating. At some point, I think it had to be during our relationship because 2 days later, they had pictures together on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that really messes with your head.
Right.
How was I so stupid? And I wasn't so stupid. That's the thing. I think that anytime somebody says you are crazy, you are wrong, you are looking for things
that
right now
there.
That make no sense. I think the more that they insist on that being the case, probably the more right on you are.
I agree.
And I think that the other day I was sent a picture of new person with one of the kids, like holding the kid. I was like, you know what? I was right. Obviously, if it's with a dude, there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah.
But I think I would be so much better mentally if it was at least a hot dude.
Ooh, not a hot dude?
Not a hot dude. I wish I would, if I was going to be cheated on, that she would have cheated up.
I'm not sure.
Why?
Because if they cheat on you, do they deserve up?
No, they don't.
Do they deserve happiness?
But I think in my own mental state, like if I saw, okay, that person is better looking than me, or okay, that person is more talented, or they have more money, or something, some way of going up, in my mind at least, would be justified to some extent. Like, okay, if you wanted better, you tried to do better for yourself, even though it was in the total wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to do what you thought you needed.
I think you want them to cheat up to give you a reason, but you want them to cheat down to give you the satisfaction.
Okay, well, that's definitely accomplished, in my opinion.
Because you don't get to cheat on me and then go live your happy life.
I really hope that karma is a real thing because I'm wishing bad karma on so many people. Every time it's 11-11 or like 1-11 or 2-22, I wish bad karma on somebody. And I'm not ashamed of it.
That's the karma. It's coming back to get you.
So
maybe you should save your bad karma wishes for people who truly deserve them.
Maybe Jesus is mad at me because I asked you to cheat on my Catholic exam for me. That's legit. I did.
You did ask me.
I needed to become Catholic so I could be my nephew's godparent. And it was so hard. It was so hard. And so I asked you if you would just do it for me. And you tried and you too failed a couple of quizzes.
But let me tell you why I agreed to do that.
Because you graduated from Catholic school.
What? But also because I have children who have been baptized in the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
And trying to find a godparent can be extremely difficult.
Well, I'm available.
Good to know in case I
have another kid. Yeah. First of all, I would not have done. I don't want you to think I was taking advantage of you. I didn't know that there were 80 quizzes to this thing. But come to find out, there were 80 quizzes required for me to become an online Catholic. I became an ordained minister right after that. And I didn't even have to take any quizzes. I think it was basically, can you read? Yes. Okay. Go marry people. I don't understand why it was so hard. There was no way I was going to become a Catholic if I didn't cheat.
Here's the good news. Now that you're officially a Catholic, you can go to confession and God will forgive you.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yes.
You do bad things and then go confess and everything's good?
Well, you're not supposed to purposely do the bad things, but sometimes you do, and then you ask for forgiveness.
And then you go to heaven.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
One would hope.
I want to do a drive-through confession. Maybe we can set that up sometime where we're like, hey, if you want to confess, we'll record it for you and then play it for the minister. And then
That's a great word.
That's a good idea, isn't
it? Great. Yeah.
Or you can confess through voice memos. Just send it to the priest. How much more? So many more people would confess that way.
Yeah, but then how can he give you absolution if he's working with a recording? Also, you have to do your penance when you confess. It's kind of like the what do you call those?
Circumcision?
No, it's your punishment, kind of.
Oh, they punish you in the Catholic Church.
But it's not really a punishment.
Do they take you back and spank you?
No.
What do?
You usually have to pray.
Oh.
So the priest will say, for your penance, do 3 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers and do something nice for the person that you are mean
and
to.
Then they're going to know I cheated on my final exam when I'm like, how do I do a Hail Mary? How do I do a how's your father? And how do I do that other thing you just said?
You may be the worst Catholic I know.
I'm screwed. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Our Facebook page is The Stuff Podcast. The Stuff Podcast.
At The Stuff Podcast.
So you go like it.
Deontay. Absolutely.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.